hello, Max. I recognize that fella now. That's Jamie McAllister.
I don't care if he's Andrew Jackson or Davy Crockett rolled all into one. Nobody shoots their mouth off at me and gets away with it.
Those are some good men you're talking about. I'll thank you not to sully their names by mentioning them again.
Lomax took a step toward Jamie, sticking out his chest. He was half a head shorter than Jamie, but almost as powerfully built.
You don't scare me, McAllister. Not one damn bit.
The feeling's mutual.
I don't know if you should be doing this, Lomax. McAllister's fought Injuns, and also it's a bad man. He ain't a man to mess with.
Well, neither am I, Lebowski. Anybody with a lick of sense knows I'm a man to stand aside from.
Yeah, because you're liable to trip over something and fall on somebody.
Lomax whirled on the unfortunate drunken soul. The mule skinner lashed out with a big knobby knuckled fist that crashed against the man's jaw and sent him flying through the air. He landed on a table which collapsed under the impact and made the men who had been sitting there topple over backwards in the chair. They scrambled to their feet and grabbed the man who had fallen on the table. All four men started punching him. Lomax's other friends charged over to help the man being assaulted. Still more of the cantina's customers leaped into the fray. The fight spread through the whole room quickly. Lomax turned to Jamie.
Hell, I ain't sure I want to fight you if there ain't nobody to wash, McAllister.
Want to have a cup of coffee with me instead?
Lomax scratched his beard and thought about it.
Sure, why the hell not?
A thrown chair sailed through the air toward Lomax's head. Jamie reached out, the movement smooth but almost too swift for the eyes to follow, and grabbed the chair before it could strike Lomax. He set it at the table.
Have a seat.
Oblige.
Jamie looked over at the bar, caught the eye of the bartender, raised his cup, and pointed at Lomax. A minute later, one of the working girls weaved her way through the crowd and set a tray with two cups on it on the table in front of Jamie and Lomax.
Thank you.
Hell of a note, ain't it?
Yep. I haven't forgotten the things you called me, by the way.
Don't expect you to, but we'll settle that later, I reckon.
Jamie nodded. They sat there and watched the brawl as they drank. Like a wildfire, the fracas burned out quickly.